Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Stephen's great speech to the Jews in Acts 7 says that Joseph sat and called his father to him, and all his kindred, 75 souls, or 75 people. He then adds, "But when the time of the promise drew near, that is the time for their deliverance from Egypt, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt." Acts 7, 14 and 17. Stephen, no doubt, was drawing on these words from Exodus. "And the children of Israel were fruitful, and increased abundantly, and multiplied, and waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them." Exodus 1, 7. The Bible, both in the Old Testament and in the New, often piles words on top of words to create an impression of goodness or of evil. That is what the inspired writer has done in describing the enormous prosperity of the Israelites in Egypt. No, he was not speaking of their material prosperity, but of the enormous growth of the population of the Jews. Please notice again the language Moses used. "The children of Israel were fruitful, and increased abundantly, and multiplied, and waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them." We cannot avoid seeing what God had done for His people in their 400-year stay in Egypt. At the beginning of Israel's long stay, more than 400 years, in Egypt, there were 75 people, including Joseph and his family, who were already in Egypt when the rest of his family came to him. From a mere 75 people, the Jews increased until there probably were between 2 and 3 million people who began their journey into the wilderness. That is, as anyone can see, a great increase in just 400 years. In view of the oppression which the Jews suffered most of the time they were in Egypt, how does one explain the growth of the nation? That the Jews were a hardy people can hardly be doubted in view of their survival. The Jewish midwives explained to Pharaoh, "The Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are lively or vigorous, and are delivered before the midwives come unto them." Exodus 1, 18 and 19. The Jewish women had to be strong, or they could not have endured the rigors of the oppression which they had to experience. Their great strength of body and of spirit enabled them to bear many children and to care for those children. But the fruitfulness and prosperity of the Jewish nation cannot be attributed to their own strength alone. Without the providential and miraculous care which God so graciously provided, the Israelite nation could not have survived, let alone prospered. God's overall plan for the nation of Israel led Him to provide for their welfare and eventually to bring a large number of people out of Egypt into the promised land. We need to remember that just because God multiplied the number of Israelites and protected them from destruction by the Egyptians does not mean eternal salvation for every one of the Jews who came out of Egypt or for those who died in Egypt. Their salvation depended on their individual responses to God Almighty. If the people did not believe and did not obey, they were punished and will eventually be lost. Paul provides some insight into the rebellion of some of the Israelites. "But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness." 1 Corinthians 10:5. God had plans for the nation as a whole, but that must not be construed to mean that each Israelite was saved regardless of his faith and obedience. We are not saved or lost corporately, but as individuals. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless and keep you.